أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلما جهزهم بجهازهم جعل السقاية في رحل أخيه ثم أذن مؤذن أيتها العير إنكم لسارقون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the brothers' second visit to Egypt. They were forced again due to circumstances to come back to Misr, to come back to Egypt, and to request additional provisions. And on this occasion, they brought along with them their brother Binyamin. We spoke of how Yusuf alayhi salam had separated the brothers, and he had given every two brothers their own apartment to live in, and he had arranged an apartment for Binyamin. And when he was in privacy with Binyamin, he disclosed his identity to Binyamin, and he spent the night with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in ayah number 70, فَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ. The next day, when Yusuf alayhi salam equipped them with their provisions, he had all their provisions and the grain loaded onto their conveyances and their transport. جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ. He placed the siqaya. The siqaya refers to a special, extremely valuable utensil that he had. Elsewhere, it is referred to as Suwa' al-Malik. Suwa' refers to a goblet from which the king drinks. It was made of gold or silver. It was allowed in their sharia to drink from a utensil that was made of pure gold or silver. And this has not been allowed in our ummah, to drink and use gold and silver utensils. So, ja'ala siqaya. Now, the night before, he planned this with Binyamin. He says, listen, Binyamin, this is what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'll have to make it seem as if you had stolen something from us so that I may detain you and keep you behind in Egypt. I don't want you to return the next day with the brothers and go back to Canaan. I want you to remain with me in Egypt. So they devised this plan the night before, and the next day he executed the plan. جَعَلَ السِّقَايَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ. He took the siqaya, he took this extremely expensive utensil, and he placed it in the baggage of his brother, in the luggage of Binyamin. ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنَ. And the brothers, they set off, all of them, including Binyamin. They began traveling, and as they left Egypt, a little while had passed, then a rider, an announcer, came riding behind them and rushing behind them, and he shouted out to them, أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرُ, O caravan, إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ. You are certainly thieves. You have stolen something from us. قَالُوا وَأَقْبَلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. The brothers, they were surprised, they were shocked. They stopped and they turned around. أَقْبَلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. They turned to the announcer and they said to him, مَاذَا تَفْقِدُونَ. What are you missing? What is it that you are looking for? What have you lost? قَالُوا نَفْقِدُ صُوَاعَ الْمَلِكِ. They said, we have lost the suwa', the suwa', that utensil of the king. We have lost it. We are missing it. We can't find it. We suspect that you have stolen it. وَلِمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِ حِمْلُ بَعِيرٍ. Whoever will produce it, the reward, there's a reward. Whoever will produce it, we shall give him a camel load of grain. That is the reward. From here we learn that we are allowed to stipulate rewards for people who carry out a certain task. So you have lost something and you said that whoever returns this to me or this item to me, this is the reward that I will give that person. وَلِمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِ. Whoever will produce it, whoever will come with it, حِمْلُ بَعِيرٍ. He will have a camel load of grain. وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٍ. And this announcer is saying, I stand surety of that. I am the guarantor that whoever will bring it, this is the reward that he will receive. Now, we might ask that it is not allowed to falsely accuse somebody. It is impermissible and totally haram to engage in this type of a plan, even if it is done with the consent and with the permission of the person whom you plan to accuse. There's lying involved, there's accusation involved, there's an impermissible plot that was carried out. How is it possible that Yusuf alayhi salam had falsely accused these brothers and he came up with this type of a plan which is totally forbidden? We are not allowed to do it. All the Mufassirin explain that he was acting on the divine revelation from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to Yusuf alayhi salam, and Allah in fact later on refers to this whole plan that they had devised as a plan of Allah. Allah says, we were the ones who allowed Yusuf alayhi salam to come up with this plan and this plot in order for him to withhold Binyamin. And there are examples of this, where something is impermissible but becomes permissible for a certain individual based on divine revelation. You have the incident of Khadir, Khadir alayhi salam and Musa. When you look at the journey that they had undertaken, there were few things that Khadir alayhi salam had done which were totally impermissible. And that's why Musa alayhi salam objected and spoke against it. One is he damaged the ship that they had boarded. He damaged it. Damaging somebody's property is not allowed. He deliberately damaged it. And then he killed that boy, that young boy was playing. He was playing with some other youngsters, and Khadir went up to him and ripped out his head. It comes in the Quran. These are all impermissible. It's murder, totally haram. But he was acting on the divine revelation from Allah. And thereafter he gave Musa alayhi salam the reasons behind the acts that he had done. Why I did this, why? And then Musa alayhi salam understood. But if you look at it on face value and outwardly, it is haram, it is not allowed. So the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, if they had acted upon the divine revelation from Allah, then even though it is in principle haram and they are not allowed to do it, it becomes lawful because they are acting upon the divine revelation from Allah. So they said, they قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ, the brothers took a qasam, we take an oath in the name of Allah, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئْنَا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, you all know we did not come yet to cause trouble in the land, وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ, and you all know that we have never been accused of committing theft. We are not thieves. قَالُوا, so they said, the people of Yusuf, the investigating officers, they said to the brothers, فَمَا جَزَاؤُ إِن كُنْتُمْ كَاذِبِينَ, okay, fine, what is the punishment? Before we start searching your baggage and the luggage, what's the punishment? If you are all liars, how are we going to punish the culprit? Now, Yusuf alayhi salam wanted to punish them according to their law, because he knew that according to Yaqub alayhi salam, and the law in Canaan was that if a person is found guilty of theft, he becomes the owner of the one from whom he becomes owned. He becomes owned by the one from whom the item was stolen. So if he had stolen, for example, he had stolen a certain item and he was found guilty, then the punishment in Yaqub alayhi salam's shariat was what? That he has to now serve. He has to serve the one from whom the item was stolen for an entire year. He becomes his slave for 1 year. That was the punishment. Whereas in Egypt, the rule and the law was that there's corporal punishment and he has to pay double the amount of the value of the item and then he's released. Now Yusuf alayhi salam did not want that. He didn't want to pass judgment according to the law of the king of Egypt. He wanted judgment to be passed according to the shariat of Yaqub, because only then will he be able to keep him. Only then will he be able to keep him. And we have an example of this previously. When Binyamin was born, we know that Yusuf alayhi salam's mother passed away post birth. So Yaqub alayhi salam, because Yusuf alayhi salam and Binyamin were still very young, he sent them to his sister, to their paternal aunt. and she was responsible for bringing them up. His paternal aunt, the sister of Yaqub, fell in love with Yusuf. He was a young boy. She really loved him dearly. He was absolutely handsome. And after all, he was going to become a Nabi. So you can imagine what character and what conduct he was blessed with. So she really loved him dearly. And she did not have any children. At the age of 10, when Yusuf alayhi salam reached the age of 10, Yaqub alayhi salam requested that she should now send the boy to his home. He wanted Yusuf alayhi salam to move into his home with him. She did not want this. She was very much attached to Yusuf alayhi salam. So she came up with a plan. She had a very valuable necklace. According to some it was a necklace, according to some it was a dagger. Extremely valuable. And what she did one day was she attached it to Yusuf alayhi salam, and then she allowed him to wear his garment and go out and play. And then she started looking for this item, or pretending that she's looking for it, and she became frantic and started panicking, and eventually they found it on Yusuf alayhi salam. So this was a plan that she devised, because she knew the rule and the law. If a person is found guilty of theft, that person will have to remain with the person from whom the item was stolen. And that is how she managed to keep Yusuf alayhi salam for an additional year. So Yusuf alayhi salam wanted to use that very same tactic over here with the brothers. So that's why he asked them, قَالُوا فَمَا جَزَاءُ إِن كُنْتُمْ كَاذِبِينَ If you are lying, what is the punishment of the culprit? قَالُوا They said, جَزَاءُهُ مَنْ وُجِدَ فِي رَحْلِ The punishment of the one in whose baggage it will be found, فَهُوَ جَزَاءُهُ He himself is the punishment. He himself is the punishment. He has to remain with the person from whom the item was stolen. كَذَلِكَ نَزِّلْ ظَالِمِينَ They said, that is how we punish the wrongdoers. فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ He started going through the baggage. He didn't want to make it obvious that it was a plan. So Allah says, فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ He started going through their baggages, the baggages of all the brothers. He started with their baggages. قَبْلَ وِعَاءِ أَخِي Before the baggage of his brother. ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَهَا And then he recovered it. مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِي From the baggage of his brother, Binyamin. كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُف See, Allah says here, this is how we planned for Yusuf. It was our plan. This is how we came up with a plan for Yusuf. مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ It was not possible for him to keep him back according to the law of the king. We understood why. إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed and wished for that. نَرَفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how we raise the ranks and elevate the ranks of whomsoever we wish. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and above every knowledgeable person, there's always someone else who's knowledgeable. If you know somebody who's knowledgeable, there's definitely somebody else who's more knowledgeable than him. And there's someone more knowledgeable than that person until it reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And above Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have Allah azza wa jal. May Allah grant us the understanding.